I'm tired. How about you, Granny Cricculus?
The ancient gatekeeper mopped at his face with the bonnet.
Oh, ain't as young as I once was, friend. I think we'll take an early night in my gatehouse. You take the big armchair, I'll take the bed. Good night to you, Father Abbot. Good night, all. Thank you for a wonderful evening.
With the good wishes of every beast ringing in their ears, the two old friends left the orchard and the continuing revelry of a happy summer's day feast. Shortly thereafter, Malbon and Cricculus, cloaked and carrying a lantern apiece, left the abbey and trudged off up the path. On entering Mossflower Wood, they immediately became aware of one thing, the silence. Not a breeze stirred the still warm air. The sound of nightbird's song was completely absent. Cricculus kept his voice to a subdued whisper as he remarked upon this to his companion.
Strange, isn't it? Not a breeze or a peep of anything about.
Malbon tried to make light of her friend's concern.
All the better for us, mate. I was dreading that any moment we'd hear the cawing of those rascally crows, but all seems nice and peaceful. That's a bit of luck, eh?
Cricculus nodded wordlessly as they ploughed on through the shrouded woodlands. He felt as if the atmosphere was not at all nice and peaceful. A misty haze had woven a milky carpet around the trees. It was almost waist high, formed by the day's heat turning the earth damp into vapour. The ancient shrew decided that everything seemed rather sinister. Malbon trod on a twig. Its sharp cracking sound made Cricculus twitch nervously.
What was that?
Malbon tried to tread more carefully to reassure him.
Only a twig I stepped on. There's nothing to be afraid of.
Following the path they had travelled along previously with the Brockhall search party, they pressed onward into the woodlands, their lanterns held high, twinkling in the night like two fireflies. Now Malbon began to feel uneasy. She could not say for certain the cause of it, but a sense of foreboding hung over her. Cricculus was right. It was too quiet. Normally, the woodland was alive with nocturnal sounds, owls, nightingales, insects, a healthy breeze rustling the tree canopy. Just to reassure herself, the healer recorder spoke to Cricculus.
We are on the right path, aren't we?
The old shrew turned his lantern light, illuminating Malbon's face. She looked as scared as he himself felt.
Aye, this is the path, sure enough. Look, there's where we stopped to have lunch, and the crows attacked us.
Malbon found herself wishing that she could hear the caw of a crow, anything to break the oppressive silence. Fear and fatigue were beginning to overcome both creatures. Cricculus pushed through the undergrowth to the tiny clearing and leaned his back against a tree.
Oh, let's stop a while for a breather here. My footpaws have gone all sort of wobbly and shaky.